sorry for the, I was held up. But a correction to last week about buses, before we move to the next Zach. Last week, you mentioned a shaila, something which is very nageya every year by moving the menorah on Shabbos. A person has a menorah and is worried about the menorah getting stolen and wants to move his menorah Friday night. What's the etzah in order to be able to move your menorah? So, we discussed a normal menorah, it's an expensive menorah, it's a mutzum hamachas, a certain case, and you're not allowed to move the menorah at all. There's no etzah before.
I repeat, man.
If it's a normal...
But I repeat.
If there's no go around, then the shaila is how to move it. So if there's a normal menorah mutzum hamachas, a certain case, there's no etzah. If it's a keli shemalach tel etzah, so it's mutter to say, gufa mokoymoy. Gufa mokoymoy, to get stolen, isn't that a gufa mokoymoy? Suppose you put it by the curtain and you can't close your curtain, so you need to say mokoymoy to move the menorah. The shaila was a bosses, and how do you get around the problem of a bosses? The menorah is a bosses to the shemen inside, there's a bosses to dova ha'asa, and therefore there's no heter to move it even after the light has gone out, because it was a bosses, b'shar Shabbos came in. Benashmoshes, it was a bosses, and a bosses b'shas benashmoshes retains the din of a bosses throughout the way through Shabbos. So the Eitzah, a Moedic Eitzah from Ramoth Gross, not Ramoth Gross, Ramshamai Gross. Ramshamai Gross said that fill up a week like last week, Motzah Shabbos, Friday night was night number 2 of Hanukkah, Motzah Shabbos was night number 3. You have 2 night lights on the right side, that will be your mirrors for Friday night, and the 3 nearest on the left, you'll fill up with oil for Motzah Shabbos, and you'll move it because it'll be a bosses, a davar mutar, and a davar asur. It's a bosses, the menorah is a bosses to the shemen which you have for Friday night, and that's a bosses, a davar asur, because that's a light when Shabbos comes in. But it's also a bosses to the oil on the left side of the menorah which you need for Motzah Shabbos. And a bosses, a davar mutar, a davar asur, if the davar mutar is as choshev, or more choshev, then the davar asur, and you're allowed to move it. So even though oil is destined for Tzmiyuchet, for Adlokas Aneiris, but if you say you're not Maksia, this Shemen on the left side of the menorah that should be Miyuchet for Shemen Shel Adlokah, because you want to use it, to mix it in your salad, use it, that Shemen, it's a Shemen which is Rol Achille, which you want to use, so therefore it remains a Davon Mutter, and some bosses, a Davon Mutter, the boss, you can use it. So that was the Amtsah of Rav Shammai Gross. He said that Ha'ara on that was, as some people say, it's got a din of Aromba. The fact that you put it over there to light on Motzah Shabbos, even though you say you're not miyachid it, but the fact you plan using it, so I didn't have aroma, and therefore Mamela, if it's Mototot al-Khira, a problem of aroma doesn't matter so much, because at the end of the day, you want miyachid el-Akhila. Adkam was the Shiva there, so Mo'ira Shaila on it, and the Shaila wasn't the correct Aura. The Aura we said last week was that L'Khira, Shemen, which is there in the Menorah, is if it's Shemen for Adloka, so it actually belongs on the menorah. So the menorah becomes the bosses for the shemen of Adlokah because that's its place. But the shemen, which is there for Achila, shemen for Achila doesn't belong on the menorah. It's like putting a ring on the menorah, which doesn't belong on the menorah, and therefore it doesn't become a bosses to the ring because it's not its place on the menorah. So the shemen, which is there for Achila, doesn't belong on the menorah. So l'chor, it's not an eitzah to put the shemen of Achila over there. Shemen for Adlokah belongs on the menorah. Shemen for Achila doesn't belong on the menorah. That was the aura. That aura is incorrect. Because what was Rav Shammai's Eitzah? Rav Shammai's Eitzah was keep the menorah on the left side of the menorah and make it roh l'achila. He didn't say that you're not going to use it for Adlokah on Motzah Shabbos. I planned about that plan using it. You know, and I know, and everybody knows that had Shemen, which is on the left side of the menorah, you plan using on Motzah Shabbos to light. He wanted one thing. Don't make it that it should have a din of muksa. That Shemen, which is there on the left side of the menorah, don't be makzeh it for Adlokah. If it's Shemen, which you're going to use on Motzah Shabbos, and Menastam, you're only going to use it for that, then Mitzadat's boy, you makzia it for Shemen Shel Adlokah, so it's a Dov Shemen Shel Asa, you're not allowed to move it. The Rega, before Shabbos came in, I said that I'm not Meyachid this, B'dva Issa. I'm not Meyachid it B'dva Mitzvah. It doesn't become Asa. Therefore, this Shemen Mitzadat's boy remains Meyuchid also for Achila. It's Rol Achila. The fact I'm going to light it on Motzah Shabbos doesn't make it up again. I'm not dying anybody up. I said that this Shemen, which is on the left side of my menorah, I am not meyachid it l'dva mitzvah. That means if Shabbos comes in and I need Shemen for my salad, I've got full right to take that Shemen out of the menorah because I wasn't meyachid it l'dva mitzvah. Now, the menorah, the fact that it's on menorah, is avad, it's there for Motzah Shabbos. But the reason why it becomes muktzah isn't because it's there for Motzah Shabbos, it's because it's meyuchet for muktzah, for Motzah Shabbos. The rega, it's there for Motzah Shabbos and it's not meyuchet for Motzah Shabbos. Because I said clearly, I retain the right to use the shemen for achila. So it's shemen, hadar, it's shemen shal achila, shemen achila doesn't belong over there. It's not true. It's shemen shal chanukah which is there. It's shemen shal chanukah which is on the menorah. But shemen shal chanukah which never became Motzah. Shemesh of Chanukah always becomes Asa because I was Miyachid for Chanukah. Yeah, I wasn't Miyachid for Chanukah because I couldn't use it for Achila. If Shama wasn't saying that it's Shemen Shel Achila and becomes a Bosses of Shemen Shel Achila, it's a Bosses of the Shemesh Shel Chanukah because Shemesh Shel Chanukah attack belongs there. But Shemesh Shel Chanukah becomes Asa because it's Miyuchid for Chanukah. Yeah, I wasn't Miyachid for Chanukah because I'm Miyachid for Achila. So it remains Miyuchid for Chanukah as well, but the fact that I've got a right to use it for Neiris Shall achila for shemen shall achila. The fact that I can mix it into my salad makes it doesn't become yuchat v'chanukah. I'll have to move it.
It's not haram.
It's not haram. At the end of the day, I can use this shemen to mix into my salad. What's haram? If I'm short of shemen in my salad on Shabbos, I can go and take that shemen, which is on the left side on the menorah, which I didn't burn on Friday night, and mix it into my salad. So what's haram about it? That shemen is raw l'achila. If it's roll achila, then it's not meyuchet for shemesh and adlakia. So if Shama came with them, where did he get it? I said, there was a few people this week. Everybody's busy with this. How do you move your menorah? Where did it get planned? You got the shemen over there. The shemen belongs on the menorah. The menorah is meyuchet, the shemen. It's a proper bosses. It's a bosses for the shemen. It's not strange shemen. It's shemen that belongs over there. Now what's the problem? It's meyuchet the damitzah. It's not meyuchet the damitzah because I said I'm meyuchet for a salad as well. So it's on its place. It belongs on the menorah. I know I'm going to use it on Motzah Shabbos. And nevertheless, it's a bosses of the Rambam. It's a bosses of the Rambam. It's a bosses of the Rambam. I'm going to get a mitzvah from Rav Shammai.
What? If you put it there, why is it bichlal? Let's say you weren't miyachid for a chiyuv, you just put it there. What's wrong?
Then the fact that you put it there to use it for Motzah Shabbos, you miyachid it to use it for Dvar Mitzvah. You miyachid that shemen. Esrik could have a din of it's a shayla when Esrik gets its shemen miyuchid Dvar Mitzvah. You can't move across anymore. But other possums say even before you've actually, on the first day taken over here, you brought it in order to buy it for that, then you miyachid the Dvar Mitzvah. It's miyuchid to set aside the Dvar Mitzvah. You don't need that Yom Tov should come and actually shake it. As soon as it comes a roll for the Dvar Mitzvah, then it becomes miyuchid. Maybe not in the time of the Mitzvah, the creation of Sukkot is only maybe when Sukkot comes in, but the time of a Mitzvah when it could be used for the Mitzvah, if you meant it for that, then that's what miyachid is for. Just one short shayla before I'd like to move across the Mishnah to Inyoli Ma'asik Sofim. We said a lot of shaylas came in on Ma'asik Sofim. It's a zak which is very negia. But just one shayla which came on Chanukah. Somebody lit on the second night of Chanukah, and after he made the bracha, Hashem Yishonim says the son and Adit Nesha Chanukah. He started and he said Baruch Atah Hashem. He was about to say Shechiyonu. It said Ladik Ne, it said Shos and Nisim, and he started the Baruch Atah Hashem, and he realized, no, I don't say Shechiyonu on the second night of Chanukah. What should they have done after he said this Baruch Atah Hashem? Then it'd be a hefsek for the Asher Kiddushan of Seis of Tzvon and Ladik Ne Shechanukah. Hold the man, he said Baruch Atah Hashem.
Had he lit yet?
He hadn't lit. What should he do? Before lighting, he said Baruch Atah Hashem. What was the right thing for him to do then? Well, he says Baruch Hashem. Well, if he says I'm doing Chukah, and it's not right, then you have to say over. Now Baruch Hashem says about Nesha Chanukah. Oh, so what options over here? If he says that he did it over here, now if he finishes off on doing Chukah, then he's now being mafsik, and Hashem says it's only not Nesha Chanukah. They said. If he doesn't finish off and he says Baruch Hashem, so it was a mistake. See, it wasn't Masech Das. He meant to make this bracha, and he thought, I have to make this bracha. You don't have to make this bracha, but you made it. Let's say you're this bracha. So at that stage, you weren't Masech Das, you didn't do anything wrong, you did something, you shouldn't have made that bracha, but as far as being a hefsek concerned, you did something that you thought you needed, machmas yom mitzvah. So the right thing to do at that stage,
pardon? You know, just light up and say the bracha afterwards.
Say Abdel Chukah afterwards.
No, they said
Shos and Nisim. He said Shos and Nisim, and now he hasn't said Shechiyon. He said Shechiyon is the land of Shechanukah. He said Shos and Nisim, and he started Baruch Atah Hashem. He was about to say the third Baruch Shechiyonu, and he chapped it the second night is already done. What should he do at that stage?
Say Abdel Chukah and light at the same time.
And besides, I'm dennoch gekeken before he lights. And I'm dennoch gekeken, how's no motor anymore for that locker? I'm dennoch gekeken, I can't stand over there. So what was the right thing for him to do at that stage?
She should. Okay, the right thing to do is you should light. You should light one and say, I'm dennoch gekeken. Light one and say, I'm dennoch gekeken. Light one and say, Baruch Hashem. But if the cult of money hasn't lit one, hasn't did anything, then he's making a problem over there. The Baruch Hashem isn't a problem, because there he did it, the Tzerech the Mitzvah. But the Lamdeinu Chukecho, it doesn't belong over there, Pechlal. Lamdeinu Chukecho is just rectifying that my Baruch Hashem shouldn't be a Baruch Hashem Levatola. So Lamdeinu Chukecho doesn't belong over there. So the right thing to do, Lecho, would have been light one candle and say Lamdeinu Chukecho. This, your Brocha is already chal on something, and even though maybe the Mahadrin also uses the bracha and the bracha's chal on the whole locker, but at least at this stage it's already being chal, and then it's not already a problem to be masik, and you're doing it at a tzarech in order that your bracha Hashem shouldn't go to waste. So that would be the right thing to have done. Baruch Hashem, like one, keep it over there, and then Lamdeinu Chukecho, Baruch Hashem, one of the two.
How much time have you got between saying
Baruch Hashem? Others say Lamdeinu Chukecho. Let's say Baruch Hashem. If it was more than 30 different, you can't say any more than 30 different, then the only option would be to say Baruch Hashem. After that. After that one?
Yeah, after that.
Maybe Takia would be Baruch Hashem, then the Baruch Hashem can wait a drop till after that look and let the Baruch go on that, maybe. But if it's Amdeinu Chukecho, the Chukecho needs to be straight away.
Yeah. Something which is quite again and happens and quite often. Sometimes Friday night, something makes it like a Mishnah and gives it as chalas to a lot of people in the family over there, and then he makes himself Baruch Atah Hashem to make a Moitzi Lechem in Haaretz himself. He doesn't realize himself. These shaynas are quite negeah, that a person makes a bracha, and the bracha you ought not to have said. Sometimes people give out the chalas itself, and then automatically you say Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you realize yourself, I just made a Moitzi, why am I saying Baruch Atah Hashem on the chal over there? The right thing to do is over here, eat and say Baruch Hashem. But to say, in that stage, Amdeinu Chukecho is worse off, because you make a hefsek into the bracha you made before. I'm going to get to in Yonah Maisik Safim. Stama, Asher Nevot, the Gon Taiches, somebody, the Gon was a Chumash, not in this week's Sebe. The Gon Taiches, and the Gon was once by a meeting, or whatever, was together with Ba'asifa, and they told him everything is Gon says everything is Merumbus in the Torah. So somebody asked him, where's the Merumbus? That which he says is Tchilas Dinoi, Shel Adam. Is al iske momentus. He more says in Shabbos, when a person comes to Ilum Emes, the first thing they ask him about his mischa. So his mischa is when oiske alten to his erlich mischa. So they go and ask him. They ask the goyim, where's the merumbus? He said, but Harai, who said the pasuk in this week said there. Al tava kesef, shebam tuchisenu. Vayimra Loshim Kubu Beisese, Vayimra Aldava Kesef Ashovam to Hesenu Batrila, Anachnu Muvoim Leskele Lolenu, Lusnape Lolenu. So the Gon said, Aldava Kesef Ashovam to Hesenu Batrila. Aldava Kesef Ashovam to Hesenu, so the money that's in our bags, the money that's on the Keshner, is Batrila, Doskita, and Hila Stilu Shalodom. Yena Meisef, Fulyasef, he said, there's rumors and handy cassettes, as I mentioned, this is Elch, in Geld, this is the Hila Stilu Shalodom. It doesn't belong in the Shia, but my Zayda, Mr. Fountain Gates, again, he lived over here in Manchester. His children were in school. He had a discount for all his children. He was came from the war. He came from the Gvirsha Mishpacha. We never had any money. He came over here as a refugee. And come, he used to work. He got a license to drive a truck. And even they didn't have a license for Chalana, but through the night, to bring a little geld for his Mishpacha. Later on, he had made a bit of money, a korov, obviously, Yerusha, and had a bit of money. He went back to the schools, and he made the cheshbon all the years, and he got discounts in the school for all his children. They weren't in the school anymore. He made the cheshbon, the discount he got in the schools all the years, because he couldn't afford to pay it over there. Hand had to shen geld, he was not entitled anymore to get a discount, and repaid all the discounts he got for his children over the years. Chob geld, esh le zachis, to pay out my school fees fully. His kinder, the same time he made chasna, his kinder said, Bershom get mech genug geld, chasna machen mein kinder, is the Bershom get mech geld, chasna machen sein kinder, always before he made chasna children, went over to Rav Schneebalk, he made all the chesbonos, how much it cost him right the way through for the chasna, all the tzaris, the same geld he delivered by Rav Schneebalk, his enem shlot, the kenem machin chasna. Rav Schneebalk pays back, he mentions, it's elech, it's ein geld, zeichet ha-sach naches, but a person's geld, was kommt elech geld, elech vadint, is a mensch zeichet. Is the Aiden et Yisroel, before Reichman, we come to it in the Dinim or Maisik Sofim, it's very hard to get it right, the balance. Certain Zach, which a person's Mchuv, and a person's Chuvus, a person has to know exactly what is, when he's doing the money, what is this Galton, but he should be giving. It's nice to be Machme, but we owe somebody money, when is it right, when is it wrong? Before Reichman, Aiden Gesta Mchuchim in et Yisroel, his father was the one that brought out the Ramban in Chulin. It was a Rav in America. So he told me that his father wants to send across money to the Biskarov, Mipam Lapam. They made money in Eretz Yisrael for the Biskarov or for his Tamidim that were around him. So once some money was sent across, and he gave him money across to the Biskarov. I don't know if it was before himself, but his father had given over money through a Shliach to the Biskarov. And the Biskarov asked him, was the money meant for me? Or was the money meant for my Tamidim, who did you send the money across for? So they sent back to America to try and find out from the Gevurim that gave the money. And they sent a message, it was meant for the Biskarov himself, it wasn't meant for his Tamidim. The message came back to the Biskarov. Next time, Rabbi Rachman from America was by the Biskarov, so he went into his room and Biskarov opened up his drawer and showed him the money was lying over there. He says, I don't understand, you didn't get the message back that the money was meant for you, not for your Tamidim. He said, yeah, I did get the message back. But I thought that Ken Zion, as it wasn't meant for me. Oh, but Skarov asks, King of Pedestrian Shine, this wasn't meant for me. Was it meant for my Tamidim? The person felt under pressure and said it was meant for the Biskarov. But really, wasn't given a day to talk. Said, I have a the Biskarov. But one thing I don't understand is why is it lying over here in your cupboard, Mumanashik? If it was meant for your Tamidim, give it over to your Tamidim. And if it was meant for you, then you can also pass it on to Tamidim, but keep it over there in your cupboard, the Sabbath Shaveta. So Biskarov said, it's more than a chumash. A person's not, I'm a vazvez, I'm a vazvez, yes, I'm a chumash. And what says in Ksubas, a person shouldn't give more than this a chumash from his money away to stock him. Biskarov said, I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man, and to give this money, at a tzad as it was meant for me, then it's more than a chumash. I'm not entitled to pass on that money to stock him. So Biskarov, either, I scalped him, if it's mine, I can't pass it on. And actually, it's not mine, it belongs to Tamidim. So the Eitzer was, he kept over there. So Paul said, he was there with his father, he saw the Maisa taking place. The money lying there, this is the Elechkat and the Biskarov in Dina Momenes. Chiev of Maisik Sofim and Chiev of Tzedakah is two separate inyonim. Tzedakah is the inyon b'finatzma, which a person's mchuev, a minimum to give in the year, which is not very much, but a person's always mchuev to give yearly a bit of geld to Tzedakah. Maisik Sofim is a noise b'finatzma. My six-sofim places swings down in Tandis from a Sifri, B'dash and Drosha, as a person should give my six-sofim. Others hold my six-sofim is a Chiv Deraisa. Others hold it's a Chiv Derabonon, and others hold it's only a Minik. The Taz is of the opinion that it's a Chiv Deraisa, my six-sofim with Manazeh. Chum Sefer brings down from the Maril that the Chusef attaches the Maril, it's a Chiv Deraisa. That's what Chusef attaches the Maril. It's a Chiddush, the Maril is just a mashma that's a Chiv, not a Chiv Deraisa. Chusef understood it to mean a Chiv Deraisa. Others say, Dina Kunta the Taz, it's only a Chiv Drabonon, it's a Smacht and a Chiv Deraisa. Over the Pashtus, Ruiv, Achreinim take on the Chavasior, the Besmei, Vechena, and Azoi, the Antike Poskim as well, the Meshav Einstein, the Birashav is a Chuva Badrin, gave us Chuvas, the Ungenumene. Zugang to Maisik Sofim is Maisik Sofim is a minik. The Lashon of the Bach is minik Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov from the Ovos HaKdoshim that already gave Maisa, but not a Chiv. And therefore, if it's Sach HaKol b'tul minik, then it has its kulus and its dinim, its restrictions. Kegoyim, if a person comes to a matzav with a Sofik where they gave Maisa money, so that's a Chiv deraisa has to go to Chumra. If it's a minik, in a minik a person with ikadin is allowed to go lekula. Hagam, as the pasim still are meyayitz, that when it comes to ma'asik sofim, a yoyis that ma'asik sofim is a zach which brings v'day brocha, it may not be kedai always to take the mokula de kigang because of the brocha that's attached to it. But the ikadin of ma'asik sofim is that it's only a minig. I once asked Rav Moshe Steinbuch used to be the mishpacha with this, or Shashiva denies it, but there was a member that goes around in one of the big yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, that the Rosh Hashiva used to give out money to the Yungalite, and used to say, I'm giving it to you, I'm a nos, you don't take maisa from it. Meaning to say that if a person is given money, and he can do whatever he wants with that money, so the money says, then he's mechuyav to take maisa from it. If I'm given money, and I have to buy something on your behalf, so I don't take maisa from it. If you give me money to buy a bike, and I go and buy a bike on your behalf, so that money, I don't take maisa from it, because you've given it to me for a gewisse tzorech to buy that bike. Instead of you going to the shop to buy that bike, I am going up on your behalf. You promised me a bike and gave me the money to buy the bike. So the bike I'm buying is a bishlichus you. So instead of you going, I'm buying it, and then there's no maisa from it. If the money still belongs to the owner over there, there's no maisa itself from it. It's only when the money was handed over to the recipient, to the makabel, so it's his, and nobody has to take maisa itself from it. So this Rosh Hashiva, they said, gave had an etzah. He gave the money over to the Yungalite. He didn't want that they should take maisa because they can't afford it. And he gave them a 1,000 shekel a chodesh, and which wasn't really enough for them to live off. And if they're going to take maisa, so it's going to be a tenth of that. They left with 900 shekels. He had a plan. He gave them 900 shekel. He gave them 1,000 shekel. And he said, I'm giving it to you for every tashmish you want besides the giving maisa. Meaning to say that if it's yours, but everything you do, it's my money, but I allow you to spend it for everything besides for the maisa. It means it's really mine. Everything that you're using the money for is you're using it b'shlichos me, but it's still my money. I'll give it to you, but tnai not to take maisa means I've kept it really as mine. I let you use it for everything. It's a way of getting out of maisa. So I asked the Moshe Steinbuch whether it's eiske alte nazach and nishkin eiske alte zach. He said a beautiful answer. His answer was, wer sucht potter zu mem for maisa? There's nothing to argue about. A very hashkofedike, richtige answer, not going into it, whether it's Eiskelton or nicht Eiskelton, whether it actually works and you're part of a Meisa. But if the person of Moshe, if he has the ability to give Meisa, then give you Meisa. And if he doesn't have the ability to give Meisa, so even if it's yours, you're not Mechuyav maybe to give Meisa, we'll see. But to make an Eitzah, to get yourself out of giving Meisa over there, that is a to try and avoid the Maisa. Maisa brings Brocha, Maisa is a minig in Klal Yisrael. For Deri Deris, if a person can, a person Zich has to try to get out of the Maisa, try to give his Maisa. A Shaila which won't get through today, but somebody asked me last week or 2 weeks ago, I remember, is if you pay money for somebody else's stockers, then somebody's got an Oraman in Stott. So if you pay for his school fees, and he's our man, it's a reina maisegeld. You're using it for a good tashmish to be able to help somebody with a schiddach for an oni. That's a good way of using your maise money. Somebody said, as he's our man, he's got a chava our man, you make an opmach between each other, as each one will pay each other's school fees, and like this, and use each other's, using his maise money to cover his school fees. You can't pay a dovah shebechaiva out of maise money. I can't pay my school fees with my maise money because I'm mochiv to pay it. It's not considered giving an extra. But if I pay for my chava school fees, I'm not mechuyav to pay my chava school fees. And he's not mechuyav to pay for my school fees. So this way, we're using our maisa money to pay for the chinuch of our children, but each one's doing something which etzem you're not mechuyav to do. Not paying up a chuyav that you're not mechuyav to pay mekadin, and you're losing your maisa money to pay school fees. I didn't get back to Yenna with the answer over there, but it's the same sort of idea. If it's a remnant menot over here, maybe you've got a chinsa to use your maisa money. If you can do your maisa money, give your maisa money, then do it kidin. You've set up a system that you've legally allowed to use your maisa money to pay your school fees over here. If you can give it, then give it. And if you can't give it, then you're even more potter to give it. But to make a chochma with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with other mention can make chochmas, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is not an ideal way to imagine that one gets the brachas by doing these sort of kunsim. Let's take on that the geder of the chiyuv of maisa money is only a minig, the way Rav Pasim take on as it's only a minig. And therefore, in a matter of a sofik, a person isn't mechuyev as much as he would be in a sofik of a mitzvah deraisa, because it's a sach hakoil, a minig, not sach hakoil, but it's a minig, as has its kulis. Even if it's only als minig, but if a person gave maisa money, and has been noig to be mafresh maisa money from his money, then it turns into a neder. That means that even al atzad it's a minik, and minik has its kulis, although the person's noig 3 times a dva mitzvah, a hoga teva, then it turns into a chiyuv, that's a chiyuv of gidrei neder. And therefore, when a person was noyig to give maisa money, if he knew it was only a minik, and therefore was noyig to give his maisa money as a minik, so therefore, could be, not a poshet, but could be hasn't got a din of a neder. Could be somebody does something as an extra and hoga three times, and he knows he's only doing it as an extra and hoga, not but to chiyuv, then it's kenzang, it doesn't turn into a neder. Others hold it does, but it's already, there's a mokim lahokal bazeh. If a person's doing it, but there is maisa money, and he thought that maisa money was a proper chiyuv, chiyuv the eyes, chiyuv the bottom, but it's a proper chiyuv. He then learned through the halachas, and he saw it's not chiyuv, it's a minik, according to Rav Paskim. But he's been knowing already more than three times to give his maisa ksofim, then it's a neder. And the only way to get out of it is Ataras Nadorim with the dinim of Ataras Nadorim. So every time one mentions maisa ksofim being a minik and has coolers of a minik, that's only without taking into cheshbon a hoga of three times. Besides a hoga of three times, even maybe one of a person is mechuyev, has already got a din of an hoga teva. Bishtubura brings down that the poskim, the alatzad, as a person does a minik teva, and when he does his minik teva, he's only done it once, but he plans doing it on a continuous basis, even though he's only done it as a one-off, but that one-off was the beginning of an hoga teva. And the beginning of an hoga teva, even if you haven't done it yet three times, but it's considered I've started my hoga teva. So the person's given maisa money even once, but the reason why he gave his maisa money was because he thought it was a chiyuv, and therefore it starts as a minig, and the beginning of an hoga teva of giving maisa, therefore even al atzad, as he hasn't given it yet three times, he'll also run into problems of nadorim. So the person always has to take into cheshbon the maisa geld is a problem of nadorim, and besides, so the din maisa shiboy, if he's done it more than once, or zikha, if he's done it more than three times, may have to have a shayla baratos nadorim.
Particularly neder then, to start off.
Oh, so the poskim say, correct, the poskim say, the person starts off before he's done it, always done atas nadorim, and he was worried about the future. The way to get out of it is to say the chatchila that you didn't give it out of data. But I wish it comes into an hoga teva, and therefore he's going to run into problems of being able to change his mind afterwards, after he's already started his an hoga teva. Something also which is also very negia on the minik. Come back. According to that's mitzad the ifanim of the chiyuv, whether it's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv. If a person's had that, then that's a machlekes in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah, actually, in the Mishnah. Interesting. Mishnah in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah says an assessim etshuva. What happens if a person was loyik to fast assessim etshuva and 1 year he's not well? Does he have to do a toros nadorim on his Tannis that was doing on the Rosh Hashanah assessment with Tshuva, do you need Atas Nadorim monitor or not? So Machalik is the Shach and the Mogen Avraham. Mishubura says, in the Rosh Hashanah, if there's nobody around to be Mataneda, then he's allowed to be Mekel, because you could say that the Anhoga Taiva that you did to fast before Rosh Hashanah was only Aldas that you're going to feel up to it and you're going to feel gesund and you're not worried about your health and that's why you're fasting. Abalatzad, as it's going to be a matzav, when you don't feel out to it, then you never started the meikara, you are not the teva, and therefore you don't need that toras nadorim. Mishabura only allows you to be same mechanit and a shas at chakav. And chatchila, Mishabura holds that you have to do a toras nadorim for it. And therefore, even if a person started a toras nadorim as a minik, started to give maisa and didn't realize, and therefore didn't make it dafke as a Kabbalah, but he's done it three times, and therefore that self turns into a leader, and now he's hard up. He can't turn around and say, yeah, now I'm hard up, I never did that at Adahachi, because that goes into the shadow of the Mishabur and Rosh Hashanah, where you never did that at Adahachi, but the fact that you've done it itself is a reason to turn into a leader. So, Asha Alkein, when it gets to the shadow of Atos Nadorin, even if a person manages to get around Hilchas Stoker, Hilchas Maisik Sofim, that he's allowed to be Maker, but if he's done it three times as an hoga, and the richtige way to get out of giving maisik sofim is only on the day hataras nadorim. And a matzav of a sofik that we mentioned, meikadin, is also muta. Yedua, the Chaim Volozhin writes in Keser Rosh, he brings down the side of the pasuk that staka only al tzminik, and tzminik, that poor person is allowed to be making a matzav of a sofik. Ibrahim Rojan says it was negia to him. He had the shayla of a sofik of Maisik Sofim, and he was making lekula because it's a sofik in the minik, one's allowed to be making. And Ibrahim Rojan said he had a maisa shortly afterwards. He went to take out something from a pit, and the thing he was taking out fell down to the bottom, and he had to save them, and he made a cheshbon that b'diyuk, the amount of money that he lost and the day he fell into the pit was the amount of Isaac Sofim that he had a sofik about, and he wasn't mafishit. And Ibrahim Rojan said, I made the cheshbon, that's what the Ibn Hashem wants for me, I shouldn't be making on Isaac Sofim, and he was mafish Isaac Sofim, and he said he managed to retrieve, to take out from the boy what had fallen inside. I mean to say that it wasn't a mice of an hogger nisis. The Benish Shleilu was teaching him that the comes to Maisik Sofim, even if it's taka a medic, and even if it's not mekadin, and even if it's not chiyuvim, that if a person has the ability to do it, a vada a person has to try to be machmir, if one can, and in yoni Maisik Sofim. Somebody who's hard up for panosa is not mochiyev to give Maisik Sofim. Heyois, it's not a chiv meikadin. If it would be a chiv meikadin, then it'd be the same as a maisa oni. But even the oni has to give his maestres, not maisa oni, the oni has to give his maestres, which a person's mechiv meikadin. So if it would be a chiv, there would be no at all for somebody who can't afford it. But if it's extra as a amoga, then even somebody who can't afford it should be able to do his mechiv to do it. It's an over by the Masibba that Ingeman told me 2 weeks ago that he lived in Eretz Yisrael, he lived on a very limited budget, he couldn't afford to come home, he couldn't make ends meet, he couldn't survive without running into big chovis, and it was mafresh, couldn't, and was getting bigger chovis, until he decided he's going to start giving Maisik Sofim as if his nafs is dying. He said he's going to make a trial, a few months, but to see whether he manages to get himself out of his poverty, and he said, I started taking my six off him, and I tell you, it didn't take more than a few months. All my chavis were paid up. I moved back to my Yisrael to Chutzlaitz. I paid up all my chavis. From the day I started to give my six off him, I saw things change. Don't ask me how. I just saw all of a sudden my income was much more. This gelungen I got from my parents in different places. All of a sudden I managed to pull up and pull through my matzav, and I left without any chavis. To say, it's a zachvus, my nachamol, nachamol, nachamol. Our mensch of Leben with the richtige emuna, as the person gets what's a daf, he doesn't lose out from it. Chaznish is to say, if a person gives his maisik sofim, and a person isn't sure whether he's yeh mochuyiv or not mochuyiv, or if a person gives over his maisik sofim, then you're not going to lose out. The person has a toothache also. Fratan et israel kasaf amegim at gel. A person has trouble with the teeth over there, it costs a fortune of money. And Chaznish said, you did give him maisik sofim, but the Ben Shnei will get the money. It's not a matter. This way of giving over your money as to gnitz the geld for vadai a mitzvah. Vadai was the Ben Shleilom once. If a person tries to cut down on that area over there, the Ben Shleilom has his way that you lose that money. It doesn't mean that a person has to take it into his cheshbon when a person has his fakers. But it means to say that richtige kook, Saifs the Chaznish and Saifs like Moshe Shtembuch said, and Saifs all of them say that a person mechuyev is nowadays is only a minik teva. When ikadin, when it comes to matzav of a sofik, then a person is allowed to be mekel, as if the Chavisio says. Abraham Elijah says it was mekel, and it cost him, they didn't gain on it over here. I mean to say, a person always has to try, when it comes to the Maisik Sofim, to pull himself and realize that one doesn't lose by giving the Maisik Sofim. So if a person hasn't got Nefim Misas Yodai, then he's potter from Maisik Sofim. Hayois, it's only a minik. Says the Chavisio, and a minik, or we haven't got the Chiddush, which stay by Maisris. My Maisris state. That person is an oni, is also mechuyev b'maisris. Oh, but this is a minik, and this minik oni isn't mechuyev. Now, and then there's two vichdiger pratim. Eshens, what's called the oni? What's called the oni? What's called the oni that somebody can't afford it, that he has to give his maisik sofim? Or Choshochan says that means any person who hasn't got lechem umayim to put on his table. Anything more than lechem umayim, according to the Choshochan, of them is not potter for Maisik Sofim. Maisik Sofim is when a person has got the basics. The basics are the basics, and then is the... Rav Yaakov Bloy writes, as Nish Mekubal Azay, and the Minhag HaOlam is that even if a person has got, even if a person is limited with his means to be able to support his family, that itself is got of the Ptor, it hasn't got the Fim Bissas Yodai, and it's part of the give Maisik Sofim.
Shaman said from Moshe Steinbuch, he said over to the Skirov, told him that if a person hasn't got luxus, then he goes around in this geder or being potter for Maisik Sofim. It means to say, if a person can just scrape through, to be able to support his family and keep himself afloat, that's considered he hasn't got a few misses
the other day.
What,
one person?
Yeah, also, that's true. Well, when it comes to Tzedakah, a person's mechuyev, he steht by Tzedakah, you have to give a fuller sus licha, the fun of, and when it comes to dilei Tzedakah, anything that's considered the minimum, or even not the minimum, anything that's even a luxus, you have to supply the person with. But when it comes to a person's own meiser geld, a person's own matzah, then a person has, let's say, a person has two cars, and he has one car, and he can manage fine with one car, the fact that he wants it as an extra, then that's considered a luxus. But a person has two cars, he needs one to go to work, and his wife goes to work, needs each one needs a car, then it's not a luxus. These things, the luxus define each person, lefi matzavoy, what is considered a luxus bein, whether it's a necessity or is it an extra. If it's a necessity, then it's part of it. If it's an extra, but to say what's considered an extra, it's called ish for ish, lefi matzavoy. And it doesn't mean that you can't give a person stalker. People come along and say, yeah, I'm giving him a tzedakah. What did he use it for? Use it for an extra, and he has more than I have. And he buys himself more tzedakah than I have. And never can give him tzedakah. Two problems with that. Eshen Sanshu Tomadich, you give your tzedakah. That's Uncle Ken Yenna, what he spent his money with, how he spent it. But besides that, you make him a tzedakah b'milua. If you give money to somebody who needs tzedakah, and he needs tzedakah, he needs to go, wherever he needs five cars lined up outside his house, because he was a molekivir, and that was his standard over there. Now he hasn't got it, he can't afford it. It's me'ikkech, you make tzedakah, you mechuyev to supply him with what he had. The fact that it's for you considered a luxury, if by him it was considered he had it till Nabiya, and then Shaitan Chazal, a person has to give tzedakah. But when it comes to Maisa money, it's already a different zach. Maisa money, a person's only potter when he has his, what's considered the basics. Anything more than basics, then he's not considered potter. And the fact it wasn't given, he had five cars outside his house, by him it's also a luxury. But that standard, that luxurious standard, he wants to keep up. But it's also in terms by him of the luxury. Luxury, one can't do that, can't say that I need it in order to be able to stay afloat. That's a luxury. Anything less than luxury, but by the luxury is also defined. That's all where a person becomes potter for Maisik Sofim, al atzad, that he needs it for his basics, then he's potter. However, there's two wichtige nekudas. Nekuda number one, and that's a chazunish. Chazunish says that even if a person's potter, for Maisa money, because you can't afford it, it's a loif. It's not that it becomes potter from the Maisa Bechla. And if the person's a honey, he can't afford to support his family, and therefore it comes under the category that the money, his income, isn't enough to be able to support him. Therefore he's potter from Maisa money. Being potter from Maisa money doesn't mean you're potter, says the Chazanish. It means that don't be mafresh your Maisa money now. Usually a person has to be mafresh his stocky geld. He's not mochuv to be mafresh his Maisa geld. But he has to write a chayv. And the Mitzvah Shem, the Mitzvah Shem, tells him that come on a better time, he'll be able to pay up his chayv. It's not that a person's part of a legamri. It remains a chayv. Now usually a person has to pay it up. A person's walking around. He's got a chayv. He's got a chayv of my six of him. When a person can't afford it, he doesn't have to pay it up. He's got a heter to not pay up his chayv. But it's a chayv. And the chayv has to be written down, says the Chasnish, the Mitzvah Shem, when I can't afford it, I will pay it up. That's point number one. Point number two, which is a very, very wichtige point, and that's for every person of his matzav. You hear very often people say, as I've got chayvus. I borrowed money from a gemach, I owe people money, I've got chayvus. If I've got chayvus, is it right for me to be given ma'aseh, is it not right for me to give him ma'aseh? Who says, if sach ha'koil, it's a minig, it's not a chiv, make it in, now I've borrowed money from a gemach, so maybe it's not right for me to give him my money. Vista Frumba, you're giving my money, but it's about chayv. You owe money. Who says it's right to give my money when a person has chayvus? So them shaping them in the poskim, and the poskim agree that a person should pay up his chayvus first. That means first pay up the chayvus. Doesn't mean your potter not the chazanish says mark down the chiv, the chayv of ma'aser, that chayv to ma'aser. And then pay up the chayvus first. After you can afford it, pay your ma'aser money at a later stage. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and this is very wichtig. Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah, that's all true if you live your life in a way that you're trying to pay up your chayvus.
So you gain, basically, earnings of £500 a month, and to keep myself, to support my family is £400. So that extra £100, instead of spending it on extras, I use that extra £100 to pay up my chayvus. But says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if I'm paying, I'm using my money the way I'm never paying up my chayvus. My chayvus, I know I owe them these chayvus. I have my chayvus written down. And every month I say, I can't afford to pay it. Rav Hashem, one day I'll pay it up. But the baila, I'm not paying up my chayvus. And instead, you are treating yourself to something extra. You are treating yourself to holiday. You are treating yourself to something, maybe a nicer supper that you wouldn't usually afford. But you've got extra money. You can afford it. You are spending money more than the bare minimum. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, then you can't come along and say that, no, I've got chayvus. I'm not going to pay up my nicer money now because I've got chayvus first. He said, that's only for a person who's like paying up his chayvus. So to be honest with yourself, whether you're paying up your chayvus. Some people, you're not paying up your chayvus, and you think everything else first with your money, and the chayvus are lying at the side, so you can't say, yeah, I'm not going to give myself money because I've got my chayvus. True, if you've got this chayvus, why didn't everything else come first? It's only if you're living, using your money for the basics, then you can say that the chayvus come afterwards. If your chayvus aren't being paid up, and you're doing everything else before your chayvus, then a person is mechuyav to pay up his maaser money before using the money for his chayvus.
Does that mean you've got the choice to not pay your chayvus?
No, a person has to pay the chayvus, but a person has to pay the chayvus. Of course a person is mechuyav to pay his chayvus, but you can't say that am I going to go on holiday, or am I not going to go on holiday? The reg I'm going to go on holiday, and I managed to say that I'll pay my chayvus slowly, 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 so pay your maaser at the same time, slowly, slowly, slowly. But I don't say because I'm a baal chayv, therefore I'll do everything else the same as normal, and the chayvus I'll play slowly, and maaser mine, and I'm not going to do it all. That you can't do. You have to be paying your chayvus up in order, and cutting down on other fronts in order to be able to cut down on the front of maaser. Of course a person must pay up his chayvus, but he said you can't fool yourself up. You can't say, my person got chayvus, and therefore I'm not paying my maaser money for my chayvus. Are you taka treating yourself as a baal chayv, and are you taka cutting down on all other fronts to pay up your chayvus? But the reason you're not doing that, then you have to pay up your maaser money. It's only at the time a person's paying up his chayvus, then you can put it, to say, I need the money to pay up my chayvus, then chayvus comes first. But if I'm not using the money in any case for chayvus, I'm using it for other things. Then maaser money clicks in and pay it up. But that's not at all to go
on chayvus. When the maaser money clicks in, I'm giving 10 times the maaser money when it really should have been giving
that. I'm not doing it in any case.
So the chayvus, I shouldn't. I'm not doing it in any case. You're supposed to do it. Do it. You're
supposed to do it. You're right. 100% that's what I should do. And Eloch Yid will tell you that's what I should be doing. But you can't tell this younger man and tell him that you can't make ends meet and therefore you're part of a maaser money when he's going away on holidays, for some holidays, even though he needs it, it's good for him and everything out there. One can't criticize somebody else for doing something. You can't then say, but yeah, you can't afford it, you've got chayvus, and therefore you've got chayvus, you're part of your maaser money. Are you paying up your chayvus? Are you doing everything to make sure these chayvus are being paid? The rega, you're not doing that, then you have to take your maaser. Stop talking about your chayvus, I've had enough. But the rega, your person's using everything else besides his chayvus, and chayvus is taking the second seat, then at the front of the burner, a person has to put his maaser money also in the pay.
Some people can't manage it.
They mismanage their finances. But if a person is the meiser taking everything else, using everything else first, and then such a person is mechuyav to take care of meiser money. Meiser money, meiser kesafim isn't a minig, and therefore it's just out of the way. Meiser money is quite a starke chiyuv, and it's the starke chiyuv that person has to be aware of it, keep it at the front of his mind. I need to pay up my maaser money. If I'm not doing it, I write it down on Chol HaPochus. And if I'm a baal chayv, it has to be in line with everything else in order to make his person part of it. Shiur Knesset HaGdolah and the Chidor both write that the ideal way is a person every half a year should mark down what his gains are, how much he's earned in the last year, and therefore pay his, and therefore make a cheshbon of his maaser kesafim. Person shouldn't come along and say, it's not going to be time this week to work out how what goes around in the chiyuvim, but doesn't go around in the chiyuvim of maaser money. But wherever a person is mechuyav, the basic what a person is mechuyav is, a person deducts all his costs, and from then anything that's a profit comes into his maaser kesafim. Pardon?
That's one way.
Or?
Huh?
Or? What's the other way?
Yeah, first, from your wages, one tenth. All the worker, your basic needs, and then give
the tax. So when wages, not I gain £500 a month. Now, from that wage over there, that £500 is profit. I worked over there, I got £500 profit for my job. So
three
that.
Times away and finished.
Oh, right. Oh, what's
the first week out, I'm just got to live.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't mean that. That's a bit shine in the past. I didn't mean to go into that shallow. What I meant to say was, maybe it wasn't clear enough. You're right. What I meant to say was, if a person has a business, and his business has all its costs, he's paying for the rent, and he's paying for employees, and paying everything else over here, and then the business makes a certain amount of revochim. So you don't say that revochim I made right away through the year, I have to take myself from it. I first have to see what the costs are, all the outs of the business, and from that, if you're right, I'm not saying from a wage how much a person, we'll leave that for next week, it's a vazundra shayla how much a person, but that's deducted to the chayav or not from this maisman, yeah, it's a separate note. If a person in the business is gaining £1,000 and he's paying for the rent, and his rent money, that's his cost. We're paid for the money for the cost for the rent. So after deducting the money that comes to the rent, now if a person makes every year his cheshbon, every few years his cheshbonis, then he's made business deals and it's been ups and downs and losses and recessions and corona and all these things come of it. If you take the 5-year span and then make the losses, it could be 2 years you had Moedika Panosa, and then somebody, the other 2 years afterwards was recession and he ran at a loss. That's not a reason to part him from his Maisa guilt. The person has to have some sort of stop and say, this is the time when I made my cheshbonis, and from this cheshbon, I'm going to pay my Maisa. Says the Sheikh Knesset Agdela, says the Chidor, every half a year a person should make, as a minimum, his cheshbon of a Maisa geld. And a person has two businesses running at the same time, which each one has no shaches to each other. The fact that he's running both, and one business is running at a loss, isn't a reason to say that he doesn't have to give Maisa money from the business that's running at the profit. Every business with an Atzmo is its own unit, its own identity. It's not the person. It's not the person that unites through him all his businesses. A person has one business, and that business is running at a profit. That business is mechuyev to take my six off from it. He's got another business, and that business is running at loss. That second business is running at loss. He didn't make any revochim. He doesn't have to give my six off him. But the fact that I've got two businesses running, and one's running at a loss, and one's running at a revach, I don't mix up all my businesses together and say whether I made a revach. Possum say, kol noisa b'fin atzmoy is this egin achiev where the person has to do it. How should the person work out his bonus? A person should work out his bonus every half a year. Now, one of the zakim which are very shechiach, Emma says that a child should also really give ma'isik sofen. A child also, lo shamanu, the Yaakov Kamenetsky now say, lo shamanu, the children should give ma'isik sofen. Why not? It's a chiyuv of tzedaka, a person is mechuyev to be mechanech. If it's a menhagim tovim, a person's not mechanech so much, but something which a person does as an adult is quite a starke minik, why le matzina that person should give ma'isik sofen? And on that, a lot of possums say, because a child's got a din of oni. The person himself, the father, has got a din, as he's got money, so he's mechuyev to give it. A child, from his earnings, there's got, even if the father's supplying him with everything, but if you look at the child's money matzav, from that, he hasn't got anything. He hasn't got enough to be able to sustain himself, to keep himself afloat. So he said, Mechashokonovic, but he himself, that means he can survive, but he himself, if you want to look at his earnings, the child is defined as an earning. He's always saying Mechonot Stoker. The Stoker is his father who's supplying him over here. So, but he is, by definition, an oni. He's a definition of a person who doesn't have any money. And oni is always, he's already on the Stoker list and it's been going for years and that's the way he's getting his food. It doesn't mean he's oni. He's an oni. He's getting his money for somebody. A child is his support is over there, that he doesn't get any money. Therefore, Medan, what's very legal, so always in Eretz Yisrael, you get kartisim and you get vouchers, a person earns in the kollel, or the children over there, they get money in the term, in the form of a card to be spent in a svarim store. Over here, you win by the gerolas and Moshe Shabbos, obviously bonim, you get £5 and a sefer, these things. Is that £5 of money, or is that a kartis? For svarim, but we do dafka for svarim, and in that particular store, and therefore even if it's a £5, it's a monetary value. But sacha kohen, instead of getting the sefer, you've got it in the form of a voucher. But etzem is to be spent only in that store, and then get Rav Chaim Kinevsky holds it as a straw, which is the equivalent of over here. The obvious bottom is that the children are mechuyev, persons mechuyev to give ma'isa money from it. Cash in the form of a card is cash. It's money.
But maybe from that card you buy a safety for £4.90, so you're taking off from that £5.
Why I got a card, £5, right? So when I buy, I don't buy a safer for £5, I buy a safer for less than that. Why wouldn't you use that card to buy a £5 safer? Why should you be taking off? If you go to the store, if you go to the store with a £5 voucher, why shouldn't you buy a £5 safer with it? If you take off, who are you giving it to? You give it to the owner of the store. How are you giving that miser? That temper to the owner of the store, I should I guess they give it for you. What? Are you sure? So, okay, the miser money has to go to an address in order to be eight of them. You have to do it from over here. Says Abraham Kineski that because it's money in the form of a voucher, money in the form of a voucher, it's got a chiyuv of miser k'sofim. Masach and it's all hold not by killing. It's money for a store.
Yeah, but when the Rav started about a bicycle and Moshe on a bicycle, you're giving it for something to buy a bicycle.
That's when I give shlichas. When I give Obis Abonim, I win a £5 voucher. They've got no tithes of me. If I go to school tomorrow and I say, who wants to buy this £5 voucher for £4.50? Or go to my parents and say, you want to make a good deal with me? I want to go to a food store. I prefer the Nash in this voucher. It's a £5 voucher. I'll send it to you for £4.50. They've got a tithe, they haven't got any tithe. I can do whatever I want with it, it's mine. The case of a bicycle is, you give me to buy a bicycle.
I thought you were going to go to the
motor farm, right? That man is to be used. If I win a voucher from Officer Bonham for £5 voucher, I can sell it to my parents for £4.50.
Yeah.
Why not?
You gave it.
No, it's not that nice, it's not that. That's what the Mechubim was. A boy is not over an Avla. If I get a £5 voucher from Officer Bonham, I'll sell it, and the boy sells it to his parents if I'm not over.
I mean, it's something you've not covered, but I mean, there are a lot of people who say about it. When a person isn't a couple, it's a min. When you're a couple, the min of ice money, you can build in certain conditions in the way you are a couple.
Where you conduct it.
In the way you conduct it. But if you become a child from the angel now, and then he becomes 30, he becomes vomit, he never. He's not going to, without an apology page, that he's going to be able to think about how he's going to do it. He's just going to slip into it from here to there.
That's if you've told him, that really is Potter and you don't let him child. He gets his life to be
into the thing without realising how he should be going about it.
The Meister, the Pashas is a child, not proving any case. He's an Oni. Pashas is an Oni, and Eichenberger Kamenetsky says, Le Shomanu, the people who machanach their children, to be able to give the money to. For myself, whatever the reason is, maybe for only maybe for different reasons, one wasn't Machanach over here. But these vouchers is something which even the child did not, but he sells it to his parents, because the parents didn't do any business on it. But an adult gets a voucher, a person gets a voucher, a bar mitzvah boy gets these vouchers over here, they don't want a safer to buy to the bar mitzvah boy, so you give him a £20 voucher and you say, go and buy yourself a safer with that. Do you have to take myself money from that? According to Abraham Kineski, that's money. You've got money. Money to spend on a safer. It's money. It's cash value. They didn't want to. A nice way of giving over, a more comforting way than giving. Doesn't the person giving it to you hasn't gained anything at all? Instead of giving it to you cash, it's giving it the same value. It cost them that money in the farm store as well. But more comforting way it was to give it to you in the form of a voucher. Giving it to you in the form of a voucher is cash and a voucher.
Would them doesn't give a check? Would you give a check then?
Pardon?
Would you give a check?
They don't, because it's more comforting way to buy for him. But if you give it over.
So the das is the. Wants
to buy it. Maybe his dad's over there, but he's not committed to doing it in any case. He's no avler. The person gets a voucher for £20 and he sells it on for something else for £18 and he buys himself something else with it. Not because obviously Kodesh has done nothing wrong. It wasn't given, but now he. A Bezoya person is Mukhov to give myself. Okay, still not a Sakhi believer for myself and believe it for next week. Right.